It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Are you trying to make me look stupid in front of the other guests?
You don't need any help from me, sir.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We were talking about the 5 and 10 challenge out there. Buzz's idea was to come up with slightly more difficult categories.
We have to make it harder.
He suggested name 5 things you find in a nuclear reactor.
Aha!
Wow. Yes, and then Rob's was name 5 things you'll find in landfill cereal bowl. A turkey! Oh, my God. We're having some fun.
We only poke fun because he's Beth Ann's favorite.
He is Beth Ann's favorite. Going away. And we all like him, too. He's a good kid.
He's a great
I wish
driver.
Everybody was like landfill. Mm-hmm. And he drove Rob home, so that's forever.
Right.
You're forever in his debt.
Exactly.
Time to talk NASCAR right now. Yeah. And a prodigy, an up-and-comer, as they say, in the world of NASCAR. We're going to talk to Landon Castle. Let's get Landon on the line. Landon, are you there?
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Great to have you on the show. For our listeners, let me give your profile to everybody. You're 19 years old, driver of the number 5 National Guard car of JR Motorsports, co-owned by Dale Jr. The number 5 car has had 7 drivers. You're in pretty good company here with that number 5 car, Landon. Jimmy Johnson, Dale Jr., Mark Martin, to name a few of them. And we've got you on the show now, and I know that a lot of our audience goes crazy about NASCAR. You're in the Nationwide Series right now. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. It's pretty competitive, and it's, I'm a great race team, and it's cool to be a part of such a great organization.
Now, you when you're talking about the Nationwide Series, just because I'm new to it, and I pay attention to it. I don't pay as much attention as I should, and sometimes I need to be educated. So when we're talking about the Nationwide Series, that's the Saturday race most often. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And, that's kind of like, you move up. If you move up, you move up to the big show on Sunday. You seem to be on the fast track to this NASCAR stardom. And, yeah, the fast track, literally. Do you get time to appreciate how fast you've gotten here at 19 years of age? Because, I mean, you're already doing the Nationwide, and, the next step is to race on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool, I mean, just it's a sport that I grew up watching. And it's neat to be a part of it, and you do get time to appreciate it and kind of sit back and check it out.
You've been racing and winning actually since you were 3 years old.
Wow.
And I almost look at that like hockey players. I mean, they get you in the car at that age. I mean, how can you miss? What the hell do you race when you're 3 years old, Landon?
I started out in four wheelers and go karts and stuff like that.
Wow.
And just kind of always liked driving things.
Did you have a hard time getting your learner's permit?
I failed the test the first time I took it.
Did you? No kidding.
Wow. It says here you're also a test driver for research and development for Hendrick Motorsports. Now, when you say a test driver, does that when you're testing a car, will you do it in actual race situations, or do you just track test these cars?
I've done a lot of different types of testing. I mean, obviously it's not anything that's televised or on TV. It's a midweek deal, and we go to the racetrack and just try to make our race cars better.
And you check them for responsiveness, safety, those kinds of things? What are the tests?
Speed. It's all about speed.
Wow.
You're just trying to make them go faster. And, a lot of times a team will have a test, and, I filled in for other drivers before. If, say Jimmy Johnson couldn't be there, I'd go drive his car. Or if somebody needed a second opinion on something, I've been there as a driver. And, I've also done reliability tests where, you go to the racetrack and you just run 500 miles in one day, and they're,
wow.
Maybe they have an engine piece or a chassis part that they're trying to test. Those teams, they go through a lot of research on the technology and those things.
I'm trying to think of it was either Milka Duno. We talked to another Indy driver that started at 24. I don't remember which woman we were talking to, but starting at three at age three, I would imagine that gives you a bit of a leg up on the competition when you've been doing this since you were a pup. You're able to have this in your blood because you're doing it all the time. You've been doing this your entire life.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't know anything other than racing. So, and I like it that way. That's what I've always wanted.
Wow.
Now, as far as moving on up to race, on Sunday and then get into the NASCAR activity on Sunday, how close are you to that? What do they look for, like at Hendrick Motorsports, to race in that team? I know Jimmy Johnson is a guy that that you think very highly of. We had Jimmy on the show just a short time ago. What does it take, and what do they look for to get to that next level?
It's hard to say. Those you obviously have to have talent, and you have to be able to represent the team and the sponsor, and you got to have the stats and the numbers to prove it. So, you know, right now my biggest focus is to develop a good resume and build those statistics and show my team that I can go out and win.
And another aspect of your fame, my producer was very excited. I think she told you about this. She thinks you're a Zac Efron lookalike. Please tell me. You'll make me very happy if you tell me no one has ever said that to you before.
I have heard it before.
Oh, no. Oh, she's jumping up and down and high-fiving back there. That sucks. I'm so disappointed about that. You do have the, you know, you do have the kind of matinee idol looks when you go out to the different events.
So,
does that, how's life, you know, in the love department there, Landon? I almost called you Zach. I swear to God, I almost called you Zach. You know, how is the love life? You're 19 years old. You're just, you know, you're just getting started out there. You got a girlfriend?
And I chase girls just like any other teenager.
There you go.
And I fail just about as much as any other teenager.
But you still, I mean, I got to be honest. If you start, say, and you graduated honors from high school, is that correct?
Yeah, yep.
You go out, you know, wow. And you're going to take, a senior in high school out to, you know, a date, and you say, hey, come on by the track. You know, just, you know, stop by the track and check. That's got to be pretty impressive, not only for, you know, dating a high school girl, but among your contemporaries. Do you have a lot of buddies that, you know, you've brought to see what you do?
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of friends that like to go to my races and, you know, garage passes or whatever, and I never really bring girls to the racetrack yet.
There you go. That's a smart move, young man. A smart move. That is, and you know, that's it. We try not to bring our women to our main events where we. It's just, you know, we can be. It means you can really let the race cars go.
Don't let those worlds collide.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know, the thing about the number five car, you're in the Nationwide Series. The whole thing, I would imagine, for a 19-year-old. Has got to be sometimes a bit overwhelming. Do you pinch yourself occasionally to realize you've gotten as far as you have?
Yeah, it's neat. You know, it's just unbelievable to think that I'm driving for Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Rick Hendrick, and that's a dream come true.
Would you like to take some calls? Because there are people that want to talk to you, Landon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's lock you in here, and we're going to go to North Idaho. This is Brian at 877-365-3636. You got a call for Landon Castle, who is on the fast track in NASCAR. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, hello, Landon. Good to talk to you.
Hey, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, I got a question for you. I'm not going to try and get too technical, but if you had the chance, would you bang Danica Patrick?
That's terrible. That is terrible. I'm hanging up on you right now.
I thought it was a fair question.
I think it's a pretty good question, Landon. You can answer it if you really want to.
That was a great question.
Yeah. You know, as a matter of fact, there are a couple of women you follow. I mean, you follow all racing, right? You follow the IndyCar circuit, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely keep up with the forms of racing.
We had, we haven't had Danica on yet,
no.
But you know, we've all seen pictures of Danica. But we did have, Milka Duno on the show. You familiar with that little fight they had a while back?
Yeah, actually, I watched the video on YouTube for the first time a couple of days.
That's where we saw it too. But you know, Milka, you know, it's a very tough choice when you look at two of them side by side. They're both hotties. Who would you do there? Would it be Milka or Danica?
Danica, she's definitely a cutie.
Yeah, Danica's pretty hot. I look forward to getting her on the show at some point. Tell me about the simulator that you practice. And I was reading about you, and you do a lot of work. What is the name of the simulator that you practice in? And this is like a very sophisticated video game. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's a simulator. It's a simulation built by Bug Eye Technologies, and uses software from Papyrus, and you know, also use some iRacing software as well. And you know, it's a roll cage with a racing seat and a panoramic screen that kind of wraps around.
Oh,
and,
man, I'd like to do it. I'd love to try it myself. Like John Q. Public can't get in on that, can they?
It's a pretty neat deal, you know. I've had You know, Brad Keselowski has been in my simulator, and he uses the software, and Dale Jr. uses the software, and I've even had Max Pappas over at my house practicing on my simulator before.
Wow. It amazes me that you guys would do that, but then when you think about, you know, what pilots do for major airlines, they use the same technology to do that, and it really does, to the level that you would require, it does simulate race situations that that can help you when you're out on the track?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because it's just you just don't get the seat of the pants feel in your butt, but you still get the mindset. You know, you get you get yourself focused on a race, and you still get that mindset, and it kind of we're racers, and I love to race, and to be able to do it every day at my house makes my life even better.
Oh, so you actually have this unit at your home? You actually use it, and how much does something like that go for?
Mine, you know, run anywhere between $7,000 to $10,000, brand new. You know, it's really how much, you know, do you want to spend on them? I mean, you can do as little as just building a computer and putting a software on it and buying a steering wheel, which is anything, I use a Thomas, super wheel, from the top folks at Thomas Enterprises. And, those wheels will range anywhere from $500 to $1,200.
So this isn't the kind of thing you like. You're going to roll into bed.
And they build really good stuff, and you definitely pay top dollar for it, but it's worth the money.
Yeah, Mike,
okay. You
should stick to Guitar Hero. I think.
No, I just I would. I've seen one of those simulators. I don't think it was the same kind. Not as sophisticated as what he was talking about. They have one at like in Caesar's Palace. They have one like at a Ferrari dealership that you have to pay money to sit down.
Sure.
I don't think it's as sophisticated as this one, but it's about the coolest thing, and it really is pretty close to the real, but nothing, of course, simulates the track when you're in a car and it's 110 degrees and all that's going on. Now, Friday is the Emerson Radio 250, plus qualifying for Saturday's Chevy Rock and Roll 400. How are you feeling about the number five car this year?
I'm feeling pretty good. I think, we're definitely going to work on our short track stuff, and, we're going to come to Richmond and hopefully give them a run for their money.
So it says the Chevy Rock and Roll 400, that'll determine who will be the 12 competing for Sprint Cup Series race?
Yeah, that's right. It's the last race before the chase starts, so these teams are getting in a rush, and they're fighting pretty hard for those top 12 spots.
All right, good stuff. Well, the last thing I wanted to ask you about, you did graduate a high school with honors.
Yeah.
Is there any plan to go on to college at all?
I always used to joke around. I hope I don't have to go to college.
Right.
You don't have to go.
What you should do, Landon, if you can, is build yourself a college simulator.
simulator work. One last question from our audience, then we'll let you go, Landon. Let's go to John in Spokane with a question for Landon. And no more who would you do questions.
Please.
Yeah.
Go ahead, John.
Well, hey, I know you're young. You may not know a lot about this. But what do you think about the demise of the late, great Isaac Hayes?
That's the kind of question we get.
Yes.
You don't have to answer that. He's a wonderful man, and we'll miss him. Landon, good luck. You got a lot of racing to do this weekend, and you're a future star in NASCAR. Hope you see you for a long time out there, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks
good
for
luck,
calling
Landon.
In. We appreciate it. That's Landon Castle. Mm-hmm. Beth Ann to the studio, please. Let me talk to Beth Ann.
Yes.
You know what's good?
She'll be very happy.
If you tend to forget that he's 19 until he described all that technology as neat.
Yeah, it's very neat. Uh-huh.
It's very neat.
$7,000 to $8,000. I mean, if somebody's like a rich guy that wanted that thing. So he did look like Zach. So he gets that all the time.
Yeah, and he's
young.
Where in the name of God
did you find him? Just out of idle curiosity.
One of your magazines?
No, the people from Richmond International Raceway. You know, we have a good relationship, and they called.
Mm-hmm. You're into racing a little bit yourself. Mm-hmm. Did you get into racing when you were down in the Triad? Did you do a lot of that down there? I'm just curious.
It was on my radio station.
I know that when we had Jimmy Johnson on, it was a very, very big deal. But I have to tell you something. When I get those guys on, I swear to Christ, I don't know what to ask those. I know nothing about it.
Same here.
I know absolutely nothing about it.
Thank God I'm here.
I know thank God Rob's here to talk about racing.
Yeah, about his college simulator.
How'd I do, huh?
I know. I thought you did great.
Well, I was reading that this guy sits inside a simulator and he does that. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's like, give me
he's a kid. I figured you could just take a different angle. He's an up-and-comer.
You think, like, a year from now we're going to be reading about him, like, winning,
I got a cell phone
number. Sprint Cup Series.
That's great.
That's it.
Why don't you send him a text?
Ask
what his favorite thing is on Nicktoons.
That's not why I brought you in here, though. How you doing with Landfill back there?
Oh, he had to go.
We have a theory about Landfill and you. Yeah. That's your favorite, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yes, he is.
He's your all-time favorite.
Rightly I really so. Do adore him.
You love Landfill.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, I'd like a son.
You
I'd
like him,
him,
and we have a theory as to why you like
He's
Landfill.
He's sort of the Zac Efron of your intern.
You like Landfill because Landfill has, you know, not only is he a sweet kid, but
yeah.
because of his size,
uh-huh.
you know, he's not going to be like...
I wish he were smaller.
He's not going to have... Are you doing anything to help him, or are you trying to get him bigger
I was
there?
Trying to...
I
we
picture
gonna...
you, Rob and I picture you in the back room with Landfill, and you're going,
Feeding
Landfill,
him.
That's fantastic. Would you like another Krispy Kreme?
Here's brownies.
And doing that.
Bethann has brownies.
Who brought in the peanut butter things that were in here last week? The ones that I was eating a lot of last week. Who brought those?
Oh, those left
over
from snacks?
Probably.
Yeah, they were
probably.
Snacks of the round. Mm-hmm.
Is Landfill your top one? You seem to be... What, are you getting ready to leave?
I just
you seem to be very uncomfortable.
Are we keeping you from something?
Does she need... She needs headphones.
Well,
okay.
Then she should toddle herself off to Best Buy and buy a pair.
I should.
Where are all the headphones that were sitting on top of that?
They're
all,
think, those headphones are the junkies
on
vacation.
They're in headphone heaven.
Did they take their? Did the junkies take their headphones with them when they went on vacation?
Wouldn't
no,
you?
No, they were mostly busted, the ones up there.
So you don't have a pair of headphones?
Mm-mm.
How come there are headphones in here when you come in?
Because I use CK's, and he's on vacation. I hear the crickets. I don't need headphones to hear that. Okay. So anyway, I got his cell phone number. I think you did a great job with Landon. Please, someone talk.
Sorry.
I'm just screwing with you.
Yeah,
I am just screwing with you. It's fun sometimes.
Is it?
It's fun. No, it's just fun. It really is.
I'll talk to you tomorrow at 9.
What?
I'll talk to you tomorrow at 9.
Tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Oh. Are we going to have like a slightly more upbeat conversation
yes.
tomorrow at 9 o'clock? You know, I've told you, it really sets the tone for my whole day.
It does.
Really does.
I know it does.
And I was just talking, shut up, crickets.
Very important
I was just
call.
Telling you about that. And I think that you're doing, really, if I don't tell you often enough, I think you're doing a very nice job. And you know who... I compliment you all the time, but you know who's really a fan? That man that's sitting over there right there. Mm-hmm. He is a huge fan.
Let me tell you something,
you know
Bethann. Now that we have Landon Castle's phone number, let's call him up and see if he would like some tickets to see the Jonas Brothers.
Yes, I will never have the Jonas Brothers. Can you get us somebody from that movie Tropic Thunder, too? Somebody a little bit
Danny
better.
Danny McBride.
No, Danny McBride is a suck fest. I'm sorry.
It's
Danny McBride.
Be...
How long is Danny McBride, whoever he is, in that movie? When you have Jack Black, you have Ben Stiller, and you have also Robert Downey Jr.
And Christine Taylor.
Christine
okay.
Taylor.
Yeah.
Would love to talk to any of them.
I think. I just have a favor to ask. All right. Before the end of this week.
At the end of the week.
Can you get me a wow?
A wow.
Give me a wow.
One wow.
Week. One way. I know it's the toughest time
is
of the year.
David Carradine not a wow?
David Carradine is a nice get. I like.
Okay.
I
you
look
know what David Carradine is? He's a hey.
He's a, you know. And you know what? Here's the great thing.
This is someone who did the job.
This is no, he didn't. Trust me, he did. No. He knows he didn't, and he knows he's happy to be where he is right now. Look at the contentment on his
not
face.
Not only did I not do the job, I didn't do it three times.
But here's what I like about David Carradine. Not
yeah.
only the old days of Kung Fu and all that,
right.
but then the whole resurgence with Kill Bill.
Yeah.
He was Bill, man.
Yeah.
He was Bill. He's the guy. I look forward to talking
so
to him.
So that's a wow.
That's a wow.
And
but
that's tomorrow.
No. That's
hey.
Not a wow.
It's really kind of hard
that's
to get the
not
wows
a wow.
during the... I'll try it.
We understand.
I always go for wows.
You know who
sometimes
was a wow?
I get hate.
Steve Carell was a wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a wow.
Yeah.
Landon was oh.
I thought it was fun. I thought it was kind of
It was
neat.
Nice talking
yeah.
to
it was
him.
Very
yes,
pleasant.
It was.
But as I said, you know.
He was well spoken.
Now, Jimmy Johnson, that's a wow.
Yeah, it was
even
a
though
wow.
even
yes.
though I'm not
yeah.
a racing guy, that's
right.
a wow. That's
that
that's
a wow.
Landon's.
A,
that's, I said I want to talk to him, right?
Yes, you
you
did.
Said Zac
Efron.
You know, maybe you were the only one, and he said no. Other people have said that
it.
To him, so you deserve extra credit.
Yeah, go to
so,
his wiki.
How about a wow?
I'll try to get you wow by the end
this
of the week.
This week, you think you could do that?
I'll try.
What would you like for that? I'll reward. What is no. something you'd like? What is something you would really like this weekend?
No.
Rob?
Don't you think?
A shot of penicillin is not is what
so.
It is. Yes.
Get
how
Jim
foolish
on the phone.
Of me. I could call,
I'll be happy just to hear a wow on the station.
Let me get her out of here before she
yes.
gets into more trouble. That was a wonderful segment, Bethann.
It was.
And I'm not talking about the Landon. I'm talking about you coming in here and
thank
chatting.
You.
We should do it more often, okay?
We
really should. Have a good show.
That visit she just had?
Yes.
It was a wow.
It was a wow.
And I can't wait till we break. I'm going to go look at Beth Ann's wiki.
Incidentally, when she does that again, we'll do exactly what we did. We turn our microphones away, and we play the crickets.
That was
I think
magnificent.
That's a wonderful, fun
that's
game.
That's fun.
Loved it.
We'll come back with our last segment of Buzz and also the audio vault on the
Dang.
Mike O'Mara Show right after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
buy and pick up, right?
No, no. I mean, they have good equipment too. But these guys, you know, at Thomas, they build the really high end equipment. They're actually from Iowa, where I'm from.